Curtis, Curtis Welch, Welch. Date of birth is 1/18/1953. Date of visit is 9/11/2025. Our patient is a 72-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patient looks much thinner. Initially, he'd lost over 100 pounds. He's most likely lost another 5 or 10 pounds, he says. He does not want to stop smoking. He continues to smoke. He's weak. He's debilitated. He gets getting up or even looking at his walker makes him short of breath, meaning that he's short of breath all the time. He says he hasn't used his walker. He sits in his couch and waiting for a provider to bring him food and help him change, period. He does wear a diaper. He's become much more ADL. He's now total ADL dependent. He has bowel and bladder incontinency. He has issues with lower extremity edema, 1+, even though he's taken aldactone, period. In the paragraph, he has air hunger, anxiety related to his COPD, which he takes duloxetine for, period. He also has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, which he takes metoprolol and Lipitor for at this time, period. He's originally from Houston. He was a he worked as an electrical engineer in years ago. Has 4 children. He does drink from time to time, but not on a regular basis, only if someone brings it to him, but he does smoke on a regular basis. He has oxygen available, but he doesn't want to use his oxygen because he wants to smoke. He's using his nebulizer 3 or 4 times a day. He has symptoms of pulmonary hypertension and corpulmonale as well, period. Patient's condition has definitely worsened as far as his weakness, debility, and his shortness of breath is concerned. Patient's MAC started at 22 centimeter at the time of admission in March. And it continues to be at 21.8 at this time, period. He also has a bout of confusion, most likely related to his hypoxemia. Patient has a KPS of 40%. Caregiver's name is Maya. But he's in the process of changing caregivers because she's not doing a good job, he states. He also sleeping more, he says, now 12 to 14 hours a day. He's staying in bed and sleeping more. He gets to the couch and he sits on the couch where he does most of his smoking most of the day with dangling his feet, which is also contributing to his swelling, period. In paragraph, this patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. Put this in big letters. Put this on top of the page. Patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation today. And then this will be shared with the hospice medical director, and patient is in his second benefit period. Thank you.